"You're a murderer," she said.
"It was an accident," said Carr. "My bullet ricocheted off a lamppost and killed him." Carr hated thinking about it. The time when he was an LAPD cop and blew away a kid with an errant bullet still plagued him. The memory wouldn't go away. It kept coming back, and the kid kept coming back to haunt him. The memory of the kid's death was an albatross around Carr's neck. "Who were you shooting at?" she said. Carr realized he had to alter the truth. He didn't want to tell her he used to be a cop. She might suspect him of being a mole in the club. "An armed burglar broke into my apartment," he said. "I pulled a gun on him to defend myself, and he hightailed it. I tried to follow him into the street. He shot at me. I returned fire. My bullet hit a lamppost in the street, ricocheted, and struck a kid."
"How sad."
"Yeah.
Did they put you in jail?"
"No, it was self-defense."
"But you were willing to kill the robber."
"Totally. I have no problem shooting bad guys."
"I see."
Carr could see she had something on her mind, even though she was wearing a mask. He could sense it during her silence.
"I hate my ex," she said. "Would you kill him for me?"
Her question gave him pause. "I'm not sure I heard you right.
Do you want to kill my ex for me?"
It didn't sound like she was joking. I can understand why you hate him, but..." His voice trailed off. She laughed.
"See what we can say to each other when we're wearing masks? We can be honest instead of dissembling all the time." She paused. "If you change your mind, let me know."
"What's saying it for me?" he asked, trying to find out if she was serious.
"I'd return the favor. I'm sure you have an enemy you'd like to be rid of."
Carr thought of Barrera, but didn't pursue the thought.
"This sounds like that Hitchcock movie." "Which one?"
"He did have a lot of good ones."
"Strangers on a Train." I don't think I saw that. I saw The Birds and Rear Window.
The point of the movie was that the cops wouldn't find the killers because the killers had no motive. The two main characters who met on a train were both strangers and made a pact to kill complete strangers. If there's no motive, it's hard to find the killer.
"Not only are we strangers, we don't know what each other looks like. We don't even know each other's name. That's why we can be honest with each other."
"Which would make it even more difficult to find a killer, since even the one putting out the contract doesn't know the idea of the killer, and vice versa. The killer doesn't know who hired him. They couldn't rat each other out if one of them cracked under police grilling."
"You make it sound like the perfect crime."
"It would be pretty close."
"So, what do you say?" she said with a gay laugh. "Would you like to reconsider my proposition?"
"I get it. This is a fantasy club. The members voice their fantasies here while they're in disguise."
"I don't come here to fantasize. I'm here for the thrill of it."
Her voice sounded vibrant, decided Carr. "The thrill of fantasizing?" he said.
"We get all sorts of excitement here. When people wear masks, the possibilities are endless. It's not fantasy when it's reality."
Carr didn't understand what she meant. Did she really expect him to kill her ex for her? Was that her drift? Carr shrugged it off. No, she'd been joking, he decided. When you wore a mask, you could say anything and not be held accountable. It was one of the beauties of being masked. With everybody masked, nobody knew who said what. It was a liberating experience. "Is that why Jackie joined?" he said.
"Jackie? Who's Jackie?"
"She used to be a member here."
"I didn't know her, but that doesn't mean anything. Most members use phony names here, which gives them more freedom to say what they think."
"Then you may have known her by another name."
"This is true.
She's the one that recommended this club to me."
"And you're not disappointed, I hope."
"Could she have made enemies here?"
"That's possible anywhere. You know how people are. Why do you ask?"
Carr didn't know how much he wanted to tell her. He decided it was best not to say too much.